The electronic intifada.
Intifada electronic.
The electronic intifada.
This is the Electronic Intifada podcast. In Oakland, I'm Nora Barrows Friedman with the Electronic Intifada. On Wednesday, Students for Justice in Palestine, along with a diverse array of organizations at UC Berkeley, constructed a mock Israeli wall and checkpoint under the iconic Sather Gate during a busy lunch hour on campus. The action was intended to spark discussions between students and was part of UC Berkeley's Israeli Apartheid Week, an annual global campaign to educate and mobilize the public against Israeli violations of Palestinians' rights. I spoke to several students who came to set up the mock wall and checkpoint, including some who took part in a theater action to display human rights abuses at Israeli checkpoints in the occupied West Bank. Students say that the checkpoint scenes were modeled after actual encounters filmed at Israeli checkpoints.
My name is Mariam Navid. I'm a member of Students for Justice in Palestine, and we're just here to kind of reenact the apartheid wall.
What is it? How many panels do we have here, and how long did it take you guys to paint these?
We have two panels here. There's two different sections. Like, there's different sections on each. Actually, that's like 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 16 panels in total, technically. Mm-hmm. It took a while. This is a very big project. Took a long time. A lot of people were really working hard on painting this. We had a lot of people from different organizations come out, Black Student Union, Afro House, and Muslim Student Association. And as you can see, there's like a lot of examples of like, solidarity. And we're just trying to put up this wall to kind of just like bring attention to the issue. Yeah, it's just another way to talk about it, just have people talk about it.
How important is it to get other allied student groups to coordinate with this action?
Yeah, so the point of this is talking about how, we're trying to fight oppression, right? And a lot of people, students of color, a lot of communities of color also deal with that. And it's very important to have them on the same side as us. At the end of the day, all communities of color, all communities that are oppressed, they band together because they understand that the side that they're on is on the side of justice. And so it's very important to make sure that we have that support and that allyship with other communities. And I think that we do, as you can see from the people that are here. It's a very diverse group of people.
Hi, my name is Weston Narvaez. I am a junior here at Cal.
And why are you here today?
Well, I'm a member of Cal Students for Justice in Palestine, and so this is one of our actions that we're doing to commemorate Israeli Apartheid Week. And so we thought that this would be an amazing visual to raise awareness to the actual apartheid wall that is in Israel. As you can see, there is quite a bit of a crowd kind of gathering. They don't really know what's going on or what we're doing. Once it all gets put together, I think we'll start to see some reactions.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the panels that are featured on this mock wall?
Yes, so the panels were, we had multiple groups assisting us. So we had SJP at Cal, we had the Muslim Student Association, Black Student Union, we had the Arab Resource Center from San Francisco. And so it really represents solidarity with the Palestinian people and our cause. And that's kind of the purpose of what we're doing.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Dan Cohen. I am a journalist and correspondent with Mondo Weiss. I'm here on the UC Berkeley campus for a couple of days. I gave a talk last night on Gaza and in the wake of Operation Protective Edge, which had a great turnout. And just good to see the students really bringing issues to light and constructing the apartheid wall here on campus. So everyone can see it and get some attention.
Visually, what is so impactful about this installation?
I mean, the artwork on the wall itself is really excellent. Brings a number of issues to light, from Resmia Odeh to Ferguson, obviously the wall is a major impediment to the walkway here, so it's clearly going to draw a lot of attention. And I mean, there are dozens and dozens of students standing around us right now who are probably contemplating what this is actually about, and hopefully that will inspire them to kind of look into it and and make a decision one way or the other.
I'm Kumar Salehi. I'm with Students for Justice in Palestine at UC Berkeley. We're here on the anniversary of the Hebron massacre, that's February 25th, that led to the closing of Shahada Street in Hebron to Palestinians. We're not only protesting that particular closing, but also the other segregation and occupation activities of the Israeli military in the West Bank, as well as calling for the UC Regents to divest as 6 of 9 undergrad UC campuses, as the UC Grad Student Union, as the UC Student Assembly have called for. And so we're just trying to make it harder for the Regents to ignore students' voices.
And so I hear there's going to be like a mock checkpoint sort of action here, which has been replicated on this campus for years and years. How important is it to bring like these visual representations of life under occupation in Palestine to the UC Berkeley campus?
It's extremely important to have a theatrical visual demonstration, because the Palestinian perspective is so often excluded from other media, from print media, from TV, and so often people on campus don't actually have a lot of the information, and we're trying to raise awareness in a way that is inviting to people to ask more questions.
For you, which panel, you know, speaks to you right now out of all of these?
Free Rasmia Odeh.
Why is that?
Because she's the leader. She's the leader of the pro-Palestine movement in the United States, and we're all behind her, you know, from Berkeley to Palestine.
Thanks, Kumar.
Talia, and I'm a fourth year at Berkeley.
Could you tell us your role in this direct action right now?
We are actresses.
And what are you playing?
I'm going to be a dual American Palestinian citizen who attempts to go home, to go to Palestine, and has to only use her American passport, because if you use your Palestinian passport, they'll give you more harassment, they'll most likely deny you entry. But then what happens is that I get denied entry anyways, because racism works like that.
Hi, can I ask you your name and your year here?
My name is Huda, I'm a first year.
And what role are you playing today in the direct action?
I'm a defiant international, so I'm not supposed to be intimidated by the soldiers, and I'm supposed to condemn the soldiers for mistreating the Palestinians and harass the soldiers, call them names, be vocal about human rights abuses, and then they're going to put me in a gentle chokehold and blindfold.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm kind of like hesitant. It's like, I don't know how I'd feel. This is not real, so, but like, it's very close to heart, you know? I'm Palestinian, so I don't know.
Have you been through a checkpoint before in Palestine?
I haven't. I haven't been to Palestine, but like my family has, and you know, I've heard how they've been treated. Like, they're just going home, you know, and they're treated very badly, and so, yeah.
Where's the visa?
Yeah. I'm an American citizen.
With the father named Mohammed, really?
Yeah.
American citizen, father's name Mohammed.
Your name's Talia Mermalik?
No. I'm an American citizen.
You're not pulling a fast one.
I'm an American citizen.
You're an American citizen, but you're a Palestinian.
No, I'm an American citizen.
It doesn't
citizen.
Matter you're Palestinian, American
no.
or not, you're Palestinian. Where's your Palestinian ID?
I left.
Give me your Palestinian ID
I
now.
I forgot it at home.
You forgot your Palestinian
yeah.
ID?
Then well, bring it next
no,
time.
No, well, I have
you're not allowed through!
My name is Rebecca Pierce. I'm a recent graduate of UC Santa Cruz, where I was involved in Students for Justice in Palestine organizing.
And talk about what we're witnessing right here, right now.
So we're looking at a mock wall and checkpoint set up at Sathergate on UC Berkeley campus. Students are doing sort of street theater action, showing what Palestinians go through on a daily basis, trying to go through the Israeli checkpoints throughout the West Bank.
And how important is it to have this kind of direct action theater right here, right now?
I think it's incredibly important because you know, every student in the UC system, unfortunately, is connected to that conflict through our tuition dollars. Yet we're totally separated from the reality of what it means for people on the ground. So even intense and sometimes, like, you know, emotionally triggering performance like this are really important because it goes to show us, like, this is what we're paying for. We're directly involved in it. Our hands are not clean. We can't, you know, just walk away from this.
What do you think people just kind of passing by witnessing this are thinking, and what do you hope that they think?
I mean, I've heard, like, all sorts of different reactions. Like, some people just sort of walking by, not paying much attention. Some people, you know, asking, what is this? Why is this happening? Some people having a problem with it, and some people being really supportive of it. And I think, you know, the ideal thing is just to get people to stop and think. And if you've never thought about Palestine, you know, to maybe take something you saw with you and explore it more.
And that's it for the Electronic Intifada podcast. For news, information, cultural features, and reviews, and pointed opinion and analysis, visit us online at electronicintifada.net. You can also post comments and sign up for our daily email digest. Follow us on Twitter at Intifada. Radio stations are free to use this podcast, and on behalf of all of us at the Electronic Intifada, thank you for listening.